good deal. Well, we're in the middle of summer. We all know some Sundays we're up, some Sundays we're down. We got vacations and all kinds of stuff that's going on, but we're glad that you're here. But I want to give you a little insight on what I'm getting ready to start up. On some level, I'll say again, but I am going to change it. So, 3 weeks from today, next week I'm on vacation. The next week our children are going to be singing as part of the Vacation Bible School Music Week. But then after that, I'm going back to the book of Revelation. The Lord just won't let me stop. Because believe me, folks, the trumpet's in his hands. He's coming. Now, when I do this, the last time I spent 7 months going verse by verse by verse by verse. I'm not going to do that this time, but I will be preaching out of Revelations for probably a couple of months when I come back, starting. Well, I'm only going to be gone one Sunday, but when I get back in the pulpit to preach, which is 3 weeks, it will probably take us through the fall of the year, looking at, again, what does the book of Revelation say about the time and age in which we live? Listen, no matter what you see on the TV, no matter what you hear, folks, you shouldn't be shocked about anything. Because I'm telling you, it's all in the hands of God. Amen. He's coming. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, in the midst of that, here's where my responsibility is. We got half of our church not ready for this. They're not ready. If the Lord comes tomorrow, I don't know what's going to happen to half this church. I don't know. People need to wake up. I don't know who's lost, who's saved anymore. And it's not, I'm not the judge. But I'm telling you, there's no way you can be saved and you miss 5, 6, 7 years of church.
Amen.
I don't know what to do. And that's as much as my internet world as this for this year. I got no time for that nonsense, folks. I've been here almost 30 years. I'm not going to cover it up no more. One thing is, if I get to the point where I'm not making any more years, I'm going to retire. I don't want to, but I'm telling you, folks, some people better wake up. Some of your family better wake up. Some of my family better wake up. I hope they hear this on the internet, because evidently they're not going to come here and hear it. I hope they hear it somewhere. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, here we go, Brother Larry. Again, the last time we're talking about how to do something. All right, here we go. How to. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord. Wait here means those who have faith enough to wait. Because waiting is hard. When you want to be healed and you don't get healed immediately, you got to wait for it. If there's a problem in your family and you pray for the answer, and then you have to wait for it. Maybe there's a problem in your job. Maybe there's a problem with your finances. Maybe there's a problem with your kids. Maybe there's a problem with your parents. Maybe there's a problem with your preacher. I don't know who the problem's with, but you got a problem, you pray, you want the answer when? Now! Folks, it just doesn't happen like that. But your faith has to require you to do something. But they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew! In these last days, we need people that are standing to say, I want to be renewed. They're what? Strength. Those who stay in the church and stay in the gospel and stay with being a part of Jesus, they will be renewed. And their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We get the same word here for faint. It means to give up. You know how many people we got on this planet that's given up? Oh, God. Mad at God. God doesn't do this. God doesn't do that. We don't have God in anything anymore. Well, let me tell you, God's going to be in everything pretty soon. Because when he comes back, there's not going to be no courts. There's going to be no judges. There's going to be no presidents. There's going to be no Russia, China, United States, Middle East. I'm not going to have to worry about the price of gas. I'm not even going to need gas. All I'm going to need is to be in a right relationship with Jesus. Give him a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Look at Psalms. I love Proverbs and Psalms. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. I love this. Ready to forgive. Trouble is, we got people who don't think they need forgiveness. They're not even asking for forgiveness. But he's ready if you are. And plenteous in mercy unto all them that what? Call upon thee. How do you call upon the Lord? You call upon him in several ways. Number one, you call upon him in prayer. We need praying Christian people. Okay? And not just in name only, but I mean from your heart. We need people who are praying. And not just praying for things, but praying for forgiveness, grace, mercy, love. That's what we need to be praying for. Because believe me, we live in a world today, thank God, that there are still people that still want to come to God's house. Now you know in the last year, according to statistics in this country, not around the world, just in this country, more churches have had to close their doors than any other time in history because there ain't not enough people in there to pay the bills. What do you think about that? Not even enough people in to pay the bills. So they got no choice but to walk away for a month. My. I'll tell you one day, Jesus comes back. He'll take the boards off the churches. But here's the deal that I love. Let me get into Revelation. We really not even going to need these buildings. You know why? Because I'm going to be serving Jesus every day. I'm going to be in church every day. I don't care whether the building's boarded up or tore down. Because it's not about this building. It's about what's in your heart. It's about what you believe. It's about what you stand for. That's what it's about. And one day, folks, we ain't going to need a building because we're going to be serving the Lord every day. It ain't going to be just a Sunday thing. It's going to be every day for 1,000 years.
Amen.
Woo! The Lord have a blessing. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. Father, I'm here. Please, listen. In the day of trouble, I will call upon thee, and thou wilt answer me. Now, I want you to look at verse 7, because this is a marvelous verse, but I want you to see what it says. In the day of trouble, there's not a day goes by that there's not trouble.
Amen.
In the day of trouble, that's every day for you, isn't it? I mean, every day I got to deal with something. Okay? Sometimes it's my own. I got to deal with me. I don't even like dealing with me sometimes. Okay? But I got to deal with me. I got to deal with this. I got to deal with that. I got to deal with insurance companies. Thank you, Satan. I got to deal with all kinds of stuff. It is a day of trouble in everyone's life. It is going to be. That doesn't mean that defines you, destroys you, but it's the reality of life. And believe me, people who let the day of trouble run them away from God instead of running to God. Look what it says. In the day of trouble, I will call, I will do this. Have no doubt, I will call upon thee, thee meaning God, and thou wilt answer me. Let me take back this thou wilt answer. God has answered me many a time for what answer I've looking for. I've prayed many times in my lifetime, just remove this from me. Remove this from me, whatever it may be, because it's giving me grief, it's giving me stress, it's ruining my health. Remove it. And the Lord says, let me tell you something. He answered me, talked to me. He said, Roger, when I'm ready to remove it, I'll remove it. When I'm ready, just walk by faith, because what you're dealing with is going to make you a better person, a stronger person, more effective person, and a better witness for me. You don't know that yet. Because what we went through 5 years ago has dictated what you're doing right now. You understand that? We can't let our past define us, but our past does give us direction on where we're headed. And understand, folks, there's a reason why there is a day of trouble in everyone's life. It's because throughout all the days of trouble that I had, I can sit here and say, I'm still standing for God. I may have a smaller congregation. I may not have the most perfect health anymore. I may not have this, I may not have that, whatever this and that is, I may not have it. But here's what I got. Here's what I stand before you. And I stand, whether I stand in front of 10 people or 10,000, I say God's in control. He's in control of my life. He's in control of your life. As long as there's breath in me, I'm going to try my best to see, to whoever's in front of me, to understand Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That is the answer. Give the Lord a hand. All right, brother, here we go. This needs to be our testimony. Paul wrote this. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do know. In other words, here's what he said. I don't know everything. There's a lot of people that come to me for answers, and sometimes I don't have an answer. I don't know everything, but I serve a God that does. You know, and what I say may not be the right thing. But look what he says. But this one thing I do. In other words, this one thing I know. Forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, folks, don't let your past define you. You can't go back and change it. You can't go back and change what you did 2 weeks ago, 3 years ago, 20 years ago, 20 years ago. You can't go back. You can't change it now. Paul says, because Paul was a killer. You understand that, don't you? I mean, Paul was the worst of the worst. He hated Christianity. He was a killer. If you mentioned Christ, he just didn't care. Just look at you. Forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth into the things which are before me. In other words, I am heading toward Christ. He's the one that's leading me. I've left Satan behind me. I've left that life behind me. Look what he says in 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark of the prize. What is the prize? What is to press forward? I played football at one time. And the thing you understand, one team's trying to get to the goal line to get a touchdown. The other team's trying to stop them. That's just about that simple. Okay? That's really all football is. One team's heading for the mark, the other team's trying to stop them. Whichever team's better is going to win. Real simple. Say amen?
Amen.
Well, let me tell you this. The side that I want to be on will press toward the mark, and they will have and score a touchdown.
Amen.
Because that's the prize. The prize in all of this is Jesus waiting to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. The problem is those kind of servants are falling off to the wayside left and right. I want to tell you, you're going to hear one or two things. Some people in this church is going to hear one or two things. Some people that watch me by the internet is going to hear one or two things. It's really real simple, folks. And we'll really look at this when we get into Revelations. It's either depart from me, I never knew yet. There's some people that are members of this church are going to hear this. Mark what I say. Or go home, thy good and faithful servant. You got your choice. That's all you got. That's it. I can't make it any more simple than that. What mark are you pressing toward? What are you going to do? You going to win, you going to lose. The choice is always yours. You make that choice. The winning side is God's house, God's people, God's mercy, God's grace. Amen. That's where it's at. You know, the book of Revelations, he told some people who were lukewarm. Lukewarm is you can't make up your mind. I'll serve God for a while as long as it's good for me. Then I'm going to leave it because it's not good for me. If everything's going well, oh, praise Jesus. First little thing that comes wrong, I blame you, Jesus. You can't make up your mind what side you are. When it takes up, it's going to come a time if you don't make up your mind, God's going to make it for you. How's that? How's that? Is that simple enough? Either you make up your mind or God's going to make up your mind for you. It's your choice. Listen to me, internet world. That's what it comes down to. It's as simple as that. We got ministers that complicate this thing, and it's not very complicated at all. Either you're for me or you're against me. Either you're for Jesus or you're against him. You make up that choice. And you can rationalize that all that you want to rationalize and all that. But it comes down to the end of it. It's either you're for me or you're against me. It's either you're hot or you're cold. Don't be lukewarm, because I'm just going to throw you up. I'm going to throw you up like Satan. Make up your mind. What's it say in the Old Testament? As for me and my house, what are you going to do? It's your house, it's your home, it's your family. What are you going to do? Sometimes you got to leave people at home to do that. But it's all right. You do what you got to do. Because it's coming down to that. 3 weeks, going back in the book of Revelation. Let me tell you something, folks. It's eye-opening if you really know what this book says. And if you don't, it's going to scare you. Every time I do this study, I don't try to scare you. The word, the book itself will scare you if you're not on God's side. Jesus is on the throne. Who do we serve? What mark are you going for? What prize? What high calling is there? There's none other than Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. His forgiveness is alive today. But we don't know how long that's going to last. There are people who are walking a tightrope. One day they're going to wake up. One day that may be too late. Father, today is the day of salvation. Whether it's in this congregation or those who watch me by internet, you understand this. Today is the day. You're not promised tomorrow. But all you've got to do, no matter where you're at in this world, if you're watching me today, is simply to say, Jesus, forgive me. I need forgiveness. Not only forgive me, but save me. Father, lead me. Guide me. Give me the strength that I need. Find me a good church home. Allow me to get there. Allow me to use my talent there. Allow me to worship you there. Father, again, bless these moments. All that we do. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Would you come in the name of Jesus?